welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight. We want you to know that we are in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on Calvary's cross for you, and has given the Holy Spirit to indwell you and guide you and lead you along, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we are in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because if we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled up with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication to Almighty God. Yes, we are in your corner. So wake up your husband. Wake up your wife. Wake up your sister, your brother, your niece and nephew. Wake them all up. Tell them that In Your Corner is on the air. Yes, we're on the air. Now y'all wake up. Time to wake up. Wake up, y'all. I know what's going I need to do. Let me go on down here to the chicken yard and get my roosters. And my roosters, they gonna... Wait a minute. Where my roosters at? Where my roosters? Red, Red Rooster, Benny Rooster, where you at, Benny? Man, I ain't going in that chicken yard today. Where y'all at? Come on, Red. Oh my goodness, y'all, my roosters. I think my roosters must done left or something. I can't find my rooster, but that's all right. We're going to make it all right, y'all. I'm sorry. Look, I ain't going in there today. I don't know where my rooster's at. That's all right. All right, y'all. We're going to make it all right. Even though I can't find my roosters, that's all right. That's all right. We're going to make it all right. Come on, can you sing that with me? I'll make it all right. I don't know what done happened to my roosters, but I'll make it.
Now that I'm saved, I know.
right, that was the beautiful Zion Choir saying, I'll make it all right. I'll make it all right. Y'all gonna have to pray for me up in the house of the Lord, because I can't find my roosters. But that's all right. I'm gonna make it all right. I'm gonna make it all right. All right, y'all, it's time to read the Bibles. Go get your Bibles. We're gonna be reading this morning out of 1 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 21 through 24. 1 Chronicles, chapter 21, reading along with the Bible Experience.
Satan rose up against Israel and incited David to take a census of Israel. So David said to Joab and the commanders of the troops,
go and count the Israelites from Beersheba to Dan. Then report back to me so that I may know how many there are.
But Joab replied,
may the Lord multiply his troops 100 times over. My lord the king, are they not all my lord's subjects? Why does my lord want to do this? Why should he bring guilt on Israel?
The king's word, however, overruled Joab. So Joab left and went throughout Israel and then came back to Jerusalem. Joab reported the number of the fighting men to David. In all Israel, there were 1,100,000 men who could handle a sword, including 470,000 in Judah. But Joab did not include Levi and Benjamin in the numbering, because the king's command was repulsive to him. This command was also evil in the sight of God, so he punished Israel. Then David said to God,
I have sinned greatly by doing this. Now I beg you, take away the guilt of your servant. I have done a very foolish thing.
The Lord said to Gad, David's seer,
go and tell David, this is what the Lord says. I am giving you 3 options. Choose one of them for me to carry out against you.
So Gad went to David and said to him,
this is what the Lord says. Take your choice. 3 years of famine, 3 months of being swept away before your enemies with their swords overtaking you, or 3 days of the sword of the Lord, days of plague in the land with the angel of the Lord ravaging every part of Israel. Now then, decide how I should answer the one who sent me.
David said to Gad,
I am in deep distress. Let me fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercy is very great. But do not let me fall into human hands.
So the Lord sent a plague on Israel, and 70,000 men of Israel fell dead. And God sent an angel to destroy Jerusalem. But as the angel was doing so, the Lord saw it and relented concerning the disaster and said to the angel who was destroying the people,
enough! Withdraw your hand!
The angel of the Lord was then standing at the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. David looked up and saw the angel of the Lord standing between heaven and earth, with a drawn sword in his hand extended over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell face down. David said to God,
was it not I who ordered the fighting men to be counted? I, the shepherd, have sinned and done wrong. These are but sheep. What have they done? Lord, my God, let your hand fall on me and my family. But do not let this plague remain on your people.
Then the angel of the Lord ordered Gad to tell David to go up and build an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. So David went up in obedience to the word that Gad had spoken in the name of the Lord. While Araunah was threshing wheat, he turned and saw the angel. His 4 sons who were with him hid themselves. Then David approached, and when Araunah looked and saw him, he left the threshing floor and bowed down before David with his face to the ground. David said to him,
let me have the site of your threshing floor so that I can build an altar to the Lord.
that the plague on the people may be stopped. Sell it to me at the full price.
Arana said to David,
take it. Let my lord the king do whatever pleases him. Look, I will give the oxen for the burnt offerings, the threshing sledges for the wood, and the wheat for the grain offering. I will give all this.
But King David replied to Arana,
no, I insist on paying the full price. I will not take for the Lord what is yours, or sacrifice a burnt offering that cost me nothing.
So David paid Arana 600 shekels of gold for the site. David built an altar to the Lord there and sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. He called on the Lord, and the Lord answered him with fire from heaven on the altar of burnt offering. Then the Lord spoke to the angel, and he put his sword back into its sheath. At that time, when David saw that the Lord had answered him on the threshing floor of Arana the Jebusite, he offered sacrifices there. The tabernacle of the Lord, which Moses had made in the wilderness, and the altar of burnt offering were at that time on the high place at Gibeon. But David could not go before it to inquire of God, because he was afraid of the sword of the angel of the Lord. Then David said,
the house of the Lord God is to be here, and also the altar of burnt offering for Israel.
So David gave orders to assemble the foreigners residing in Israel, and from among them he appointed stonecutters to prepare dressed stone for building the house of God. He provided a large amount of iron to make nails for the doors of the gateways and for the fittings, and more bronze than could be weighed. He also provided more cedar logs than could be counted, for the Sidonians and Tyrians had brought large numbers of them to David. David said,
my son Solomon is young and inexperienced, and the house to be built for the Lord should be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations. Therefore, I will make preparations for it.
So David made extensive preparations before his death. Then he called for his son Solomon and charged him to build a house for the Lord, the God of Israel. David said to Solomon,
my son, I had it in my heart to build a house for the name of the Lord my God. But this word of the Lord came to me.
You have shed much blood and have fought many wars. You are not to build a house for my name, because you have shed much blood on the earth in my sight. But you will have a son who will be a man of peace and rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies on every side. His name will be Solomon, and I will grant Israel peace and quiet during his reign. He is the one who will build a house for my name. He will be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever.
Now, my son, the Lord be with you, and may you have success and build the house of the Lord your God, as he said you would. May the Lord give you discretion and understanding when he puts you in command over Israel, so that you may keep the law of the Lord your God. Then you will have success if you are careful to observe the decrees and laws that the Lord gave Moses for Israel. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. I have taken great pains to provide for the temple of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, 1,000,000 talents of silver, quantities of bronze and iron too great to be weighed, and wood and stone, and you may add to them. You have many workers, stone cutters,
builders, masons, and carpenters, as well as those skilled in every kind of work in gold and silver, bronze and iron. Skilled workers beyond number. Now begin the work, and the Lord be with you.
Then David ordered all the leaders of Israel to help his son Solomon. He said to them,
Is not the Lord your God with you? And has he not granted you rest on every side? For he has given the inhabitants of the land into my hands, and the land is subject to the Lord and to his people. Now devote your heart and soul to seeking the Lord your God. Begin to build the sanctuary of the Lord God, so that you may bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and the sacred articles belonging to God into the temple that would be built for the name of the Lord.
When David was old and full of years, he made his son Solomon king over Israel. He also gathered together all the leaders of Israel, as well as the priests and Levites. The Levites 30 years old or more were counted, and the total number of men was 38,000. David said,
Of these, 24,000 are to be in charge of the work of the temple of the Lord. And 6,000 are to be officials and judges. 4,000 are to be gatekeepers. And 4,000 are to praise the Lord with the musical instruments I have provided for that purpose.
David separated the Levites into divisions corresponding to the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Belonging to the Gershonites, Ladan and Shimei. The sons of Ladan, Jehiel the first, Zetham and Joel, three in all. The sons of Shimei, Shelomoth, Haziel, and Haran, three in all. These were the heads of the families of Ladan. And the sons of Shimei, Jahath, Ziza, Jeush, and Beriah. These were the sons of Shimei, four in all. Jahath was the first and Ziza the second, but Jeush and Beriah did not have many sons, so they were counted as one family with one assignment. The sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel, four in all. The sons of Amram, Aaron and Moses. Aaron was set apart, he and his descendants forever, to consecrate the most holy things, to offer sacrifices before the Lord, to minister before him, and to pronounce blessings in his name forever. The sons of Moses, the man of God, were counted as part of the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses, Gershom and Eliezer. The descendants of Gershom, Shubael was the first. The descendants of Eliezer, Rehobiah was the first. Eliezer had no other sons, but the sons of Rehobiah were very numerous. The sons of Izhar, Shelomoth was the first. The sons of Hebron, Jeriah the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, and Jechamiam the fourth. The sons of Uzziel, Micah the first, and Ishiah the second. The sons of Merari, Mahlai and Mushai. The sons of Mahlai, Eleazar and Kish. Eleazar died without having sons. He had only daughters. Their cousins, the sons of Kish, married them. The sons of Mushai, Mahlai, Eder, and Jeremoth, three in all. These were the descendants of Levi by their families, the heads of families as they were registered under their names and counted individually, that is, the workers 20 years old or more who served in the temple of the Lord. For David had said,
Since the Lord, the God of Israel, has granted rest to his people and has come to dwell in Jerusalem forever, the Levites no longer need to carry the tabernacle or any of the articles used in its service.
According to the last instructions of David, the Levites Levites were counted from those 20 years old or more. The duty of the Levites was to help Aaron's descendants in the service of the temple of the Lord, to be in charge of the courtyards, the side rooms, the purification of all sacred things, and the performance of other duties at the house of God. They were in charge of the bread set out on the table, the special flour for the grain offerings, the thin loaves made without yeast, the baking and the mixing, and all measurements of quantity and size. They were also to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord. They were to do the same in the evening, and whenever burnt offerings were presented to the Lord on the Sabbaths, at the new moon feasts, and at the appointed festivals, they were to serve before the Lord regularly in the proper number and in the way prescribed for them. And so the Levites carried out their responsibilities for the tent of meeting, for the holy place, and under their relatives, the descendants of Aaron, for the service of the temple of the Lord. These were the divisions of the descendants of Aaron. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father did, and they had no sons. So Eleazar and Ithamar served as the priests. With the help of Zadok, a descendant of Eleazar, and Ahimelech, a descendant of Ithamar, David separated them into divisions for their appointed order of ministering. A larger number of leaders were found among Eleazar's descendants than among Ithamar's, and they were divided accordingly. 16 heads of families from Eleazar's descendants and 8 heads of families from Ithamar's descendants. They divided them impartially by casting lots, for there were officials of the sanctuary and officials of God among the descendants of both Eleazar and Ithamar. The scribe Shemaiah, son of Nethanel, a Levite, recorded their names in the presence of the king and of the officials, Zadok the priest, Ahimelech, son of Abiathar, and the heads of families of the priests and of the Levites, one family being taken from Eleazar, and then one from Ithamar. The first lot fell to Jehorib, the second to Jedeah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Seorim, the fifth to Malchijah, the sixth to Mijamin, the seventh to Hakkas, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Shechaniah, the 11th to Eliashib, the 12th to Jakim, the 13th to Huppah, the 14th to Jeshebiah, the 15th to Bilgah, the 16th to Immer, the 17th to Hezer, the 18th to Hapazes, the 19th to Pethahiah, the 20th to Jehezkel, the 21st to Jakin, the 22nd to Gamal, the 23rd to Deleah, and the 24th to Maaziah. This was their appointed order of ministering when they entered the temple of the Lord, according to the regulations prescribed for them by their ancestor Aaron, as the Lord, the God of Israel, had commanded.
All right, we're going to have to stop the tape there today and bring it, our Bible reading, to a close. But we read 1 Chronicles chapter 21 through 24. May God add a blessing to those who have heard his word this morning. But right now it's prayer time. It's prayer time. Come on, y'all, let's circle up. Let's circle up. Let's pray. A family that prays together is a family that will stay together. Come on, y'all. Let's pray. Let's pray about it. Grab your daughter's hand. Grab your grandbaby's hand. Your grandson's hand. Grab his hand. Come on, y'all, and let's pray. Let's pray. Let's talk to the good Lord about it. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you again for another wonderful day, a day that we did not earn, a day that we did not even merit, but it was by your amazing grace that we have another day. And we just say thank you. Thank you, dear God, that you even delight in us coming before you. You say, come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And we need you right now, dear God. Oh, dear God, these mamas out there need you right now. These daddies need you right now. These daughters need you right now. These sons, they are standing in need of prayer right now. Lord, our president of our country, President Obama, he needs you right now, dear God. Lord, the vice president, his cabinet, dear God, the presidential cabinet needs you right now. Oh, dear God, all the congressmen, the senators are standing in need of prayer right now, dear God. All of the governors, they need you right now. The mayors of all of our cities, they need you right now. Our all of those that's in authority, dear God, they need you right now. All our city councilmen and aldermen, they need you right now, dear God. All of our managers on the job, they need you right now, dear God. All of the supervisors, they need you right now, dear God. And then, Lord, all of the employers and employees, they need you right now. Dear God, there's not one person on this earth that don't need you right now. Lord, I want to pray for those atheists who think that they don't need you. Lord, I pray for them. Lord, draw them to yourself. Open up their eyes before it's everlasting too late. Lord, and we do want to remember that prodigal son and daughter. Bring them back home before it's everlasting too late. So, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We commit this day in your hands. And we know you're going to bless because we ask it in no other name than we know than Jesus Christ. So we ask it in his name, and for his sake we pray. Amen. All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We done prayed about it, so now don't you leave home worrying about it. All right. Oh, I thank you this morning for riding with me on the Bible bus. Thank you now. But let me encourage you to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember my format here at KLIT Biz at the top of the hour. We minister in the Word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in music. So at 7 o'clock, I'll be back with Ghostbusters because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood and somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room where I give you a Christian response to the issues of our day. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in our book. Let you listen to a portion of sermon that I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackle. It's a radio drama, and it'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. Then at 12 o'clock, if you miss any of these wonderful programs, guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long because we are in your corner.